What's going on, Sha?
I'm moving slow. I was out until 5 in the morning.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, it wasn't like I wasn't going crazy. And I wasn't even really with people going crazy. But, you know, when you're out that late, there's the idea of things possibly getting crazy. It ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna happen at all. No. But yeah. But yeah, so I last night went to see my comedy sister Dulce Sloan perform at Gramercy Theater.
Oh, that's awesome.
In New York. So that was nice. And then afterwards, I already knew her show started at like 10 p.m. And I have seen the sun come up with Dulce on nights, like many nights, all the nights. So I already like I took a little nap. You know what I mean? Like I already was like, let me get a Coca-Cola. Like I know what is possible.
Right.
Not that we would be running the streets all crazy, just that it's going to be a late night. She lives in L.A. now, so she's not in New York. So I don't see her much. And so it's been a minute since I've seen her and a few weeks since I've spoken with her. So I was like, she certainly has lots that she needs to catch me up on. So I just need to be prepared for that. So I already was like, this will be a kind of a late night. But, you know, we just kind of went to one place to kind of hang out and we were with some people and she had a deck of Uno cards in her bag. So we just played Uno. And then another place, she's like, oh, let's go here. People hang out here. And no one was there because it was, you know, close to the end of the night. So we just went to a diner and then that's where she caught me up on things. So, you know, but it still was, I got a car to get home at like 4:40 or something. And I got in the 4:40 a.m. and I got in the car and the driver said, you're going home and I'm going home. And I said, oh, I was like, oh, you live in Brooklyn too? He was like, yep. I've been waiting on a Brooklyn fare. I'm going home.
Amen.
So I was like his last one of the night. And that's actually happened to me quite a few times where I get in someone's, like I get in a Lyft and the driver's like, oh, you're my last one of the night. You live near where I live. And I'm like, oh, I live where the cabbies live. That's how far out I am. Oh man. Okay.
Where you going? You know the way. Come on.
Yeah. Come on. You saw that address. That's why you answered so quickly. Like, I got this one. I like the idea of all these Lyft drivers fighting over me at the end of the night because I'm, you know, a 10-minute drive from their house and they know I don't need to pick up no one else.
Well, I'm glad you got a night out.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Got to catch up with the homie. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that this week.
Yes, because it's the New York Comedy Fest.
Yeah. Week.
So a lot of people are hanging out. I didn't see those people. But they are out. They are out and about. I haven't really been out and about. I went to another show before I went to Dulce's.
Okay.
I went to see the homie Zilla Vodnis is working on, she's working on a set. And so I went to see her show and that was very funny because there are people in the room. There's Zilla. There was a comedian, Carolyn Castilla, and we worked together. We run a show together and they did not recognize me at all.
What?
And it was a small room. They didn't see me at all until like I said something. And it was because I was like, how do you not, like, this room is tiny. You can see everyone. How did you not see me? And here's how. I had on a black turtleneck. That's not odd. I've worn this black turtleneck all over the place, right? I had on a black mask. Okay, you know, I'm out in these streets. I keep a mask on.
Yeah.
I had on a black hat. Okay. Now, the hat is like a knit kind of cap, but not like a beanie. It's like some kind of crochet joint, like a vintage crochet kind of hat with like a little rose detail, like knitted rose thing. And I tucked all of my dreads in that hat.
Okay.
So you didn't see any of my dreads. So it turns out when you're looking for Shalewa, and I had on very simple black glasses.
Yeah, nothing I was gonna that say. Out.
So it turns out when you're looking for Shalewa, you're just looking for a pair of wild glasses with dreads on the side of them. And if you don't see that, you don't know if it's her. So I was just like, I can't believe they didn't recognize me. I'm saying this to my roommate. And then I told him what I had on. And he was like, well, maybe not. And so then I grabbed the hat and I put it on to show him what it looked like. And he was like, oh, no, absolutely. I wouldn't have been looking for that at all. Like,
you have a branch, huh?
Yeah, apparently I do. And I was like, oh, all right. So, yeah, I mean, I went out dressed like a cat burglar and then was confused why no one recognized me.
I'm okay with most people. I will say, like, Carolyn not recognizing you is wild because, like, y'all host a monthly for years.
I mean, I looked her in. We were on opposite sides of the room. It was a very small room. I looked her in her face multiple, like, directly across from her. I looked, that's and then wild. Was in another part of the bar, and there was a big banquet, and I'm sitting on one end, and she's on the other end talking to people. She's maybe 3 feet away, 4 feet away. Did not recognize. Literally, did not
be when you're hosting together. Like,
didn't recognize me at all, and then kind of looked in my direction, and I see it slowly, slowly. It goes across her face, and she's like, "Oh, have you been here the whole time?" I'm like, "Bitch, I stared you in your face the whole show."
I thought we talked.
Yeah. And then she was introducing me to someone who just moved here, another comic who went up first. And Zilla was, you know, going around talking to folks. And Carolyn introduced me to the guy and she says my name. And Zilla was like, oh, my God, have you been here? I'm like, I swear to God, I don't understand. This room is not that big. How are you not seeing me? It's not big. I am big. How are we not seeing each other? She was like, goodness. I thought I heard the voice, but I just didn't see you. And I'm like, all right, I guess these dreads really are.
Yeah, I keep them out, Sha.
I guess so.
You know, it's a calling card, yo. Let them know I'm in the building. I've been hanging out a lot. I've been blessed to be in like a lot of the shows
at the festival.
And I've been hanging out a lot in general. A lot of good times. Got to see a lot of comics. What has become painfully obvious to me, though, is that my body does not like the world anymore. Like, I used to be like, yo, you know, like how you get older, like you shouldn't be out late.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, but like also like my body don't want to get up early. Like my body don't like the beginning of the day. It don't like the end of the day. It don't like the middle of the day.
Yeah. It don't like the day.
Mm-mm. I woke up at like we were recording earlier today. You know, I got some road work coming up. I set the alarm. I thought 9 o'clock. I put in 8 hours. I'm a wake up, ready to roll. Mm-mm. My body said, nah, G, you need 3 more. You know? I kept it in snooze for an hour. Gabby shoved the shit out of me during the last one.
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, so like you ruining my sleep now. With your like not listening to your alarms. She's like, go work or stay in bed, but you ain't doing this.
Oh, you man. Know?
Staying out late though is a challenge too, cause like the whole festival, you do your show and industry is here. So like they want to mingle,
mm-hmm.
You know, I want to mingle. I don't want to mingle at 2 a.m.
Yeah. You know, I understand
I feel like
that.
That's reasonable. You know, like, hey, like, I'm glad y'all here. I know we should talk about this. But at this time of day, like, understand that, like, the world does not exist to me normally. I'm sleeping. You know? So, like, whatever I say here, I shouldn't be held liable. You know? This is not me at my peak. You know? I feel like you can email me.
Right.
And ask me every question you want to ask me. You saw what I'm good at. Thank you. Let me go catch a nap and I'll get back to you tomorrow. But yeah, now we got to talk at 2 a.m.
The idea that I'm good after talking on stage for a while, that I don't still have to kind of conform to society's time, is wild. Like, just because part of my work is at night doesn't mean the rest of the world is like, well, let's adjust for her. Like, no. Night will still be night.
Mm-hmm.
2 a.m. is still like, I mean, your bed is here.
Yeah.
And everybody, anything else that you need to do is not going to change its time because you were up till 5 in the morning or whatever. So, you know, I was like, as the night went on, I was just like, oh, okay, so I'm not doing laundry in the morning, huh? Okay. Okay. All right. Word. You know what I mean? Just like, I came home at 5 in the morning and ate waffles and watched the sky kind of become a lighter shade of blue. And I was like, well, let's go to bed. And I haven't had to be in that mindset for a while.
No, I haven't not hurt from stretching in like 4 days.
Mm,
like anytime I yawn, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I was throwing a baseball for like half hour. Like I don't like, I just feel soreness that like I haven't associated since like playing sports.
Right.
And all I did was hold a microphone. Like I didn't do any moving. I didn't do any lifting. I made Aiden throw out the trash. Like I did the least manual labor possible. Yo, like I can't. And like even like as a parent, like I feel like moments like this make me like understand how tyrants like come to power. Cause like I should have thrown out the trash. It was my responsibility to throw out the trash. But I was just tired enough that like, yo, I made you. You go do that shit.
Yeah, that's I'm you. Tired. That's on you. That's what you're here for.
Yeah. You know,
earn like, your you, keep or whatever.
Yeah, you know? And like I couldn't like I've done that for my parents when they were tired, but like they had real jobs. You know, like if my dad came home from like, you know, unloading a trailer into his bodega, yeah, I should throw out the trash. But like, I'm tired from holding this microphone for 45 minutes, you know, it weighs 8 ounces.
Right.
You know?
And that's a cumulative 45 minutes.
Yeah. Over the course of 4 hours.
I held it
for 45 minutes. I took several 1 hour breaks.
Right.
In between. And I am exhausted. Mm-hmm. I spent the rest of the night being charmed by people who wanted to meet me and were very impressed with how I did for those 45 minutes. I can't take another minute of work. You go throw out the trash.
Right.
That was the basic energy in my soul. You know, and not only, I know it sounds ridiculous now, but you could not tell me that I was wrong that day. Like that night when I sent 80 out, I felt 100% like, yup.
Yeah,
I need this.
This is what's supposed to happen. Right.
Yeah. And like, man, like that's too much power. Real talk.
Well, I think that you even realize that it's too much power is probably what's keeping you from being a dictator.
Yeah, sincerely, yo. Like it's the only reason I know I'm still good somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my heart, okay, like I'm not evil. Cause I know like that was like feeling that, like, I was like, I shouldn't have this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, man, it felt good to know I have access to it. You know, just for a second.
Access to it.
You know, it's not what people think you're going to learn during a comedy festival. That's what
no,
I learned.
No, you know? Well, that's, I mean, lessons come from many places.
Oh, man. But, yeah, we out here, baby.
No, oh, we are hobbling out here.
We survived the festival, baby.
Oh, boy.
Let's get into the news, Sha.
All righty.
Kicking it off, we got Florida Bound Flight took off with missing window panes. That's right.
No, I don't like this at all.
A plane flying from England to Orlando was
That's a long flight.
Yo, that's wild, yo. Was forced to turn around when the crew members discovered multiple window panes were missing. Why did y'all discover that before y'all pulled
on? My goodness.
According to the report from the UK's air accidents investigation branch, several passengers on the October 4th flight noticed it was noisier and colder than they were used to. I can't read. Yeah, that's hysterical. After taking off from London's Stansfield Airport, the 11 crew members, 11 of y'all?
Wait. No. 11 crew members and 9 passengers. So that's not even a big plane. Y'all miss that?
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's basically a Chevy Suburban.
Real talk, like what window was missing? The fucking, that's the front of the plane, yo. Oh my God, that is awesome. A man walked to the back of the plane and discovered the window seal was flapping in the airflow and the window pane appeared to have slipped down. Yo, that's wild. The crew member described the noise to investigators as loud enough to damage your hearing as the plane reached 14,000 feet in the air. After inspecting the windows, the crew decided to return to Stansted and the plane was landed safely. The flight lasted 36 minutes total. Despite the damaged windows, the cabin never lost pressure.
It wasn't. I mean, that's wonderful. Oh, wow. After shutting down the plane, crew members found 2 windows were missing window panes and a 3rd pane was dislodged.
Yo, y'all was set up. Real talk, man. Somebody was trying to take y'all out the game.
Here's the explanation. Investigators learned that the plane in question was used for filming the day before the flight. The production included external light shining into the windows to give the illusion of sunlight for several hours. So when the crews removed the cabin lining near the affected windows, they discovered the foam ring material had melted and the window panes were deformed and shrunk. Oh, from the heat, from the lights.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I feel like maybe this is just me, but it seems like if you use a plane for filming, it should be a out of commission plane.
Yeah.
Like, because there are things that you've got to do to the plane in order to get your shot. Right. So maybe don't take that bitch back up in the air. Like, yeah. It's now Hollywood. It's now a Hollywood plane.
That's it. It's out the game.
Yeah. It's been retired from. It's got a new job.
Straight up. They got that influencer plane that don't fly nowhere. Is you just go there for right. pictures.
It's just like a cross section of a plane.
Yeah. Same shit.
Just use that. But don't take this plane. Don't put this plane in the video.
Yo.
And then take it back up in the air. That's a changed plane.
Yeah. And they blaming the plane. They're like, yo, the plane was missing. No, y'all were missing windows. The plane did everything the plane's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Plane was there being a plane.
The plane acts now. It's no longer a plane. That plane is in SAG.
Real talk. Yo, it did such a good job at acting even without the windows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real talk. Plane was doing its thing. Shots to the plane, man.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine getting on a plane and it's taking off and it's noisier and colder than what you're used to. Also, that had to be a small plane if there are only that many people on it. And I don't know about them small planes. I've not really been on a tiny plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, either on some old like private plane shit or whatever.
What's the smallest plane you think you've been on?
I mean, you remember back in the day when there were only 2 seats on either side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
those are probably the smallest plane I've been on. And there was a time where you know, that was just kind of the norm. And then the planes, you know, it got bigger or whatever. But not that long ago, I feel like I was on a plane where it was just 2x2 and there are only, you know, like maybe 20, 25 rows or something like that. Yeah. And I was just like, no, anything that I gotta, that I gotta walk on the tarmac to get on the plane.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable if I could see everybody on the plane.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I see all of our faces. I don't like that at all.
I don't want to be able to give, like, the witness testimony of everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
I can describe all 32 passengers and the pilot.
Yeah, you know I don't mean? Like that.
Mm-mm, not for me. In other news, the grocery chain is doing away with self-checkout. That's right.
We talked about this, right?
I think the other Target was trying to take them out. Yeah. Here we are. Customers of the popular British grocery chain Boots found out this week that the company is scrapping self-checkout lanes just 6 years after rolling them out on their 28 Tony stores. The decision goes against decades-long trend where human beings are increasingly becoming a rarity at the front of the supermarkets. The shift, most industry watchers agree, is unstoppable. We're not great fans of self-checkout. We pride ourselves on great customer service, and you can't do that through a robot. The do-it-yourself approach first seemed like an appealing way of managing labor costs and increasing efficiency. But he also noted that the technology could be finicky, detracting from the shopper experience.
Okay, hold on. They only just got these things.
Yeah.
They just got them 6 years ago? What's happening over there in England that y'all are just now getting self-checkout?
Real talk, yo. That's kind of late to the party.
Yeah. And then to give it like 6 years and be like, nah, that's not going to work. Which, I mean, that's fine. But that's also like, huh. You just got them. Y'all are getting the best version of it, unless you're getting old versions of it.
I will say, we just found out they don't even have windows on the airplanes.
Oh, so, true. You know, true. That's right. Slack. Yeah, they are a little backwards there, I guess.
They working it out, you know. news comes as other retailers have publicly revealed their own struggles with the automating checkout and payment process. Walmart recently removed self-checkout options from some of its stores, while Wegmans, a cult favorite grocery in Rochester with two stores in New York, recently ditched the popular self-checkout app. Scan users have told us they love the app and convenience it offers. Unfortunately, the losses we're experiencing prevent us from continuing to make it available in its current state. Yeah, I've only seen, I've been to the Amazon store. That's the only place I've seen where it makes sense, because that's their whole, they have like a ton of cameras and you have to scan your way in with your Amazon account.
I don't trust those stores. I don't even think they do that anymore, actually. I think they closed those Amazon Go stores.
Yeah, I did one in LA while I was out there last month. Mm-hmm.
And it felt weird.
Very much so. But
yeah, I don't trust it. Like, so y'all just know who I am and I just pick it up and they're like, we got you. No, turn those cameras off. I don't like that. First of all, this particular grocery chain,
yeah,
I get the feeling that this is kind of a fancy grocery chain because it said Tony, and that's the word for like kind of fancy in England. These little Tony shops means they're these little boutique kind of things. So I think this is like a kind of a smallish kind of fancy grocery store. But another thing that was mentioned in this article was the grocery store Wegmans.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to a Wegmans?
Yeah.
Have we discussed Wegmans?
I think they're an experience. I think they, so.
They just opened one in Manhattan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's down the block from my job. And I want to go in, but the way people talk about Wegmans is so... It's the way people from the South talk about Publix, right? Yeah. And so I'm intrigued. I love a grocery store. And so, but I haven't gone in yet because I'm only there during work hours. and I feel like the place is mobbed. Like I'd have to take a special trip early in the morning just to see what the real vibe is of this grocery store.
Yeah.
I am dying to know because people swear by Wegmans the way people swear by Wawa in Philly, you know?
Yeah, Wegmans was, I knew it because of Frito-Lay. Like whenever we would like travel to different states to like get to know the business, if that city or state had a Wegmans, everyone like made it a point to stop there. And like, the treatment is insane. Like, similar things that I heard of Publix that like, essentially like anything you want is available, to try like on the spot, even if it's like a sealed package. The staff was like, they got like the higher than average wages. Some of them got like stock ownership. So like, they're like invested in the store success differently.
Okay.
So like you had like people that like, yeah, like I'm Wegmans for life. Like I got my daughter going through working at a Wegmans down the block. And she gonna be Wegmans for life too. Like it's like a cult, you know. But the service was insane. Easily the cleanest supermarket I've ever seen, by far.
These New York supermarkets are horrible. They're barely supermarkets, but they are a mess.
I didn't know that till I left New York. I was like, oh, this is how you shop. Nah, B. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. Supermarkets got floors. I wasn't aware.
Right? Yes. Whole thing, aisles that two people can walk down and never touch each other.
Yo, there's an aisle I still haven't walked down. Like, there's a store. Yo, like, I go to the store regularly. Mm-hmm. And I still, like, I'm like, I don't know if I fit down that joint. You know what I mean? Like, I got to make, like, rush decisions. Like, I'm like, I got to look down the aisle to see if someone else is going to come down the aisle while I'm down.
Right. There. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, it's too stressful. I don't even want nothing that bad over there.
Yeah, you know? That's kind of why I think the New York grocery stores are so wild, because everyone's manically trying to figure out the other person's next move and see if they have space for their cart to get into and then grab their oatmeal and then run. Like it's a lot of furtive like movements. Everybody's like, "Wah!" all the time.
Straight up. On my old block, it was like my closest store was like the local associate.
Oh.
So like it was like on one hand, like it's great that you could get kind of supermarket stuff. But on the other hand, like that was my bodega. And like it was too stressful for a bodega. So, like, they tried to do bodega shit and supermarket shit. You can't do both.
Yeah, so, like, no, those are different things.
Yeah, so, like, I like, the dude was like, yeah, you can get your hero here. And, like, I tried, but, like, you can't stand there waiting for a dude to make a hero in a supermarket. Like, it's just the
yes,
people
you can.
Are mad at you.
I mean, you can, but it has to be, that has to be the deal. Do you know what I mean? Because that's ultimately when I get a sandwich from Publix. That's what's happening. They have a deli counter and you are getting a sandwich made and there are other people in line waiting. And then there's someone working like the hot bar or whatever where you can buy like chicken and all that kind of like but it's understood. It's baked in. We don't in Atlanta. There are no like corner stores that are making your sandwiches.
Right.
Where that's all that they do. So that's where you go if you want that kind of sandwich or you go to a sandwich shop.
Not here, baby. I went in, I ordered, and then the dude like looked at me. He's like, you gonna wait here? And I'm like, this is where I wait at the store. Like, I'm in the store, I ordered from you. He's like, nah, you gotta like shop or go outside or something. I'm like, that's just ain't the experience.
Right, yeah.
So like I'm walking the store. I'm like, I don't want cold, like I didn't want yogurt. I didn't want any of this shit. I just wanted my sandwich to leave. You know, now I'm like looking at like 2 for $3 Tropicana.
Yeah, that's how they like, get you.
You know? So like I just started ordering my hero by yelling through the sliding windows. They had like these like windows that would like slide. And I would be like, yo, let me get my sandwich. And I would just wait outside so that I wouldn't interfere with the traffic of the flow of the supermarket.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all so goddamn extra. All you got to do is just stand there and wait.
It felt stressful. Because, like, I felt like everybody that was there doing, like, real house shopping, like, mm-hmm. I felt like they were judging me. Like, yo, you couldn't get this at another store, B. I'm over here trying to get, you know, like, rib tips for my family and, like, chicken wings. And you messing up, got the deli guy making you salami and cheese. You can make salami and cheese at home, you know? And they, like, they waiting for, like, real, like, orders. Like, they trying to order, like, 3 pounds of, like chicken breast. And I'm over here like, nah, let me get extra honey mustard on that.
Yeah, they need, they, for that to work, they have to have a dedicated, like.
A hero, a cold cut guy.
Yeah, they need to, yeah, they need to have, like, oh, you want cold cuts? This is your person. You order over here. Sandwiches over on this side. Hot food over there. Like, you know what I mean? Just like little stations where you do that. So, yeah, no, that's not going to work. Also, New Yorkers are so goddamn impatient. You can't just stand. No one's looking at you. I mean, even if they are and they're like, oh, what's that guy? That guy's in my way. But who isn't in the way? You're in New York. Everybody, the city is in your way. You're in your own way.
Like, by the third week, I had, like, ruined their whole system. Because, like, I wasn't even, like, because then on top of that, you know, New York bodegas, delis, you pay on the counter. But they had the supermarket aisle. So they had two aisles. So I was like, yo, I ain't doing the aisle for a sandwich, my G. Like, you know what I got. I'm only getting one sandwich every time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So I just started leaving my money and bouncing. Like, yo, this, you figure that out. When there's a lull in the action, scan that into yourself. And I just started leaving the $7. Like, yo, that's my sandwich. Right here, you see me? I got a sandwich. That's my sandwich money.
Yeah.
If you got a problem with how much, like, if I'm missing some, I live right there. Go get me. Okay? I'm not running from the crime. I'm just not doing a line to pay for a sandwich.
Oh, boy.
You know? And I announced it very publicly and adamantly.
Uh-huh.
The, like, second time I had to do a line, and I never did a line again. And, like, it just became a thing. Like, I would just come in, yell out in through the window.
Well, I mean, if you, I guess if you are going to try to do a grocery store bodega hybrid, these are the things that I don't know why they didn't see this coming.
Real talk. I brought it to the attention. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Honestly, you probably weren't the only one. You honestly, because the way y'all are about your fucking bodega sandwiches is a little extreme for a sandwich, but you know, whatever. It makes y'all happy. But
the L shit is like when you come home from that, like New Yorkers will really gather with you over some bullshit. Like,
right.
Because I would come back to the block and, like, I'd be like, y'all went to get the sandwich. And people would be like, you had to yell through the window too. I was like, hell yeah. They're like, yeah, B. Yeah. I had to do that shit for bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, yo, but he good. He make him good. But I don't want to do that line. And we would just all commiserate over this bodega issue.
Yeah. Y'all are so, so fucking extra. Y'all are so much. It's so much. Sometimes the city is so tiring. I'm like, do y'all just yell in your sleep? How do you just
all the time, all the time,
constantly screaming at someone over a sandwich?
Real talk. That's what Gabby says. All of my like night terrors sound like. This is
you arguing with someone over a sandwich. That's so funny.
See, you keep yelling salt, black pepper, vinegar. You know.
That's so great.
In other news, no daddy shark in sight. Zoo greets a cute shark pup after apparent parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis. I think I got that one. What if the song Baby Shark stopped after two stanzas?
Okay.
No doubt. For non-fans of the catchy tune. That might sound like a dream. For real life, mommy sharks in Illinois, it's a reality. She produced a baby without a daddy shark.
Good for her.
Yo, real
talk,
you
don't need no man. That's right. y'all are becoming extinct. We don't need you and your bullshit.
Real talk, B. It's over.
Yeah.
Cut y'all out the game, B. The app you let shark pup hatched this summer at Brookfield Zoo, just west of Chicago. Its mother has been at the zoo since 2019. In that time, she's never shared a tank with the male. It's a rare case of parthenogenesis. I think I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
A type of asexual reproduction, according to the zoo.
And it's the future.
Yo, real talk, yo. Get ready. Fellas, y'all better bring more to the table.
I know.
Real talk.
I mean,
sharks
look,
is out here showing us.
It's not that we demand of you male sharks to like have a college degree or anything, but I mean, just have some hopes and dreams and be able to, you know, connect with folks. Quit treating it like a game.
Real
this
talk,
is a relationship,
you know?
Not a game.
She wants to know that you want to swim in other waters, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to see the ocean one day, you know?
Yeah. Don't play her. She got stuff to do.
Oh, man. This is beautiful. Beginning in 2022, the adult female shark began laying 2 to 4 typically infertile eggs each month. One of those eggs was fertile, and following a 5-month incubation, the pup hatched and has been behind the scenes being monitored by staff. I love this, y'all. Real talk. It's beautiful. Virgin-born pup is now 2 months old, measuring at about 6 inches. It could grow to become an adult 2 to 3 foot long when fully grown. We're happy to report that our Appulet pup has been eating well on her diet. Finely chopped caplin, minced squid tentacles, and other finely chopped seafood. We're looking forward to guests being able to see the pup soon. I think this is beautiful, man. Real talk. Either way, yeah. Whether like she did this asexually, which is what they're saying, I think that's great. If she has sex, you know, like a sex life afterward, and she's just not sharing it, that's great too. You know.
Yeah, we don't need to know everything about her. Let a woman have her secrets.
Real talk, you know. I love this, yo. She's on the apps. Sneaking in the shark at night.
Do you think? I hope she's finding them in a more organic way. The idea that even a shark has to go on the apps to find a good man really bums me out. They're not out there. That's not where they are.
Nah.
They're there for a good time, not a long time. She's trying to find someone to fertilize these damn eggs that she keeps having. Mm-mm. And time is of the essence. She ain't going to be young forever. Ugh. These other sharks out here wasting these, you know, childbearing years of these female sharks. You can do it yourself, ladies. You can do it yourself.
You don't need them, you know?
You don't need them.
But for those of you interested, Tinder has a shark spinoff called Tinder, Tinder Meat. And you can just get on there.
I literally should log out right now. I should not continue this podcast. This is the last one, everybody.
Oh, man. Very successful spinoff. You know what I mean?
Unacceptable.
Oh, man. News, long-lost mammal rediscovered in a remote Indonesian mountains. Scientists have rediscovered a long-lost species of mammal described as having the spines of a hedgehog, the snout of an anteater, and the feet of a mole in Indonesia's Cyclops Mountains.
I don't believe any of this, and I'll tell you why.
What's up?
That whole description sounds like what witches put in a cauldron while they're casting a spell. Spine of hedgehog, snout of anteater, feet of mole, right? That doesn't sound real. And then this happened in the Cyclops Mountain? No. Yeah. No.
Nah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All of this is completely made up.
This is from, what is it, a Reuters? Routers?
Yeah, yeah. See,
aren't they like
even
legit?
Their name, yeah, they're legit, but we still struggle with the name. So if they're not going to be straightforward with the name, come on, spine of hedgehog, get out of here. Now it's some old eye of newt shit? No, I don't believe it. They just found this cat. Get out of here. No.
Yo, this is too like special of a species to have been hiding in the cut.
Like, what does that even look like? The snout of an anteater, the feet of a mole, not the legs, but the feet.
Yo.
Yeah, but the rest of it, all its own thing. The rest of it is like hot pink. We hadn't seen that. The rest of it's hot pink, but the spine looks like the spine, not the back, but the spine. What are we doing? Yo. Get out of here. No. It's too specific in a way. This is a if we say this one more time, Candyman is going to show up.
Sha's not about this animal, okay?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Y'all not going to get me this morning. Try to get me because I'm on 3 hours sleep, not the kid. Nope. Y'all trying to trick me.
Y'all couldn't send this for a regular day. No, y'all try to sneak this in.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You know,
no,
one of our early morning recordings. Nope, not happening.
Not going to be able to do it. To quote that excellent song, not going to be able to do it.
Oh, man, I will never know it. I like it. finally, Virginia woman wins two big lottery prizes in 2 weeks. From the same game, that's right, Virginia woman scored a $912,936 jackpot from an online lottery game just 1 week after winning a $50,000 jackpot from the same game. Jennifer Minton told the Virginia lottery officials she was using her phone to play Safari Quest online game while sitting beside a campfire when she noticed the jackpot had reset. Dang, somebody just hit it. They're so lucky, she said. Minton realized moments later that she was the lucky winner of the $912,000 jackpot. She was in shock, she said, and disbelief. Minton said her shock was compounded by the fact that she had won the $50,000 playing the same game just a week earlier. Yo, that's...
You know what? Good for her. I know this is going to sound wild that I don't believe in that new mammal, but I do absolutely believe this woman. Because that's the nature of the game. It's a freak thing. Like, this isn't the first time I've heard of someone like winning like large jackpots on some sort of lottery or game or some shit like that. Like one right after the other on the same game.
Yeah.
So like it's rare, but I've also seen stories of people who like, you know what I mean? Like they win like $10,000 on a scratch off and they're like, oh wow. And then they go in like a week later and I'm like, let me get my lucky scratch off, knowing that they're not going to win. And then they win $20,000 and they're like, holy shit. Like I've seen stories like that of just like, oh my God, I'll never play another scratch off. You know,
yeah.
That's my game. That's the only one I'm playing. And then they proceed to lose all of it by buying, you know, $40,000 worth of scratch offs.
You know, you never know. Be running back. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because that's how they get you. They give you a little something.
If you would like to see Gaston Chalet would spend $40,000 each on scratch-off tickets.
Good luck with that.
You know?
I don't even buy one.
You got to like and subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple Spotify listener, you appreciate your ratings 4 stars. You don't think we'll win any money after the $80,000 in tickets. That's messed up.
That's a you know shame. What I mean? That's a lot of money. Oh, ye spent. Of little faith.
Our fingers are sore from scratching, okay? Damn right we deserve some money, okay? 5 stars, we gonna win this money. We gonna split it with a weird animal that we just discovered in the Indonesia mountains. Okay?
Yeah.
Real talk. We gonna get the naming rights, everything. You know? We gonna name a sports team after it.
It's
whatever
just,
it's called.
It's literally just a rat with a jacket on. That's all that is. They saw a rat in a puffer jacket, and they're like, what is this? And I'm like,
he's just a tall rat.
It's just a tall rat. You know what
I
mean?
Like, I ain't a new species. I'm Fred. You know? Right. Stop making me feel different, okay? Y'all teasing me too much. I don't fit in all the holes, okay? But I'm still a rat, okay? I'm just like everybody else in this family.
Even
okay?
With this hedgehog spine, I'm still a rat.
Yeah, because that rat had parents. And right. nobody said nothing about that. Those parents being different.
That's true.
You know, why weren't my why wasn't mom and dad another species? Why is it just me? You know? We stand with Fred in those okay? If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Shout outs this week to Iron Fist, Mom, and Lori McDaniel. With all that said, I am the soon to be best friends with my boy Fred Gastromonte.
That's yeah, right. That makes sense. That tracks.
I'm excited, you know.
That absolutely tracks.
With the lotto winner who is starting a scholarship fund for ignored Freds of Indonesia, Shalewa Shaw. You know what I mean?
Under duress, only for the tax breaks. That's why I'm doing it.
This has been a scientific episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.